Or haven't you read in the law that on the Sabbath the priests in the temple profaned the Sabbath and yet are innocent before God? How did they profane the Sabbath? Daily sacrifices. Had to continue every day. Not only on the weekly Sabbath, but on the other Sabbath days, for the feast days. The holy days where everybody was to rest, the priest had to work, and yet God considered him innocent. In other words, the needs of people are more important to God than the needs of upkeeping a building or keeping a tradition going. Because God is love, and that's revealed in the Son. And the Son was standing there trying to explain it, get it across to them, and there was no way, because they didn't have the life inside to understand it with. But he was speaking the words. Later the Spirit, whoever believed him would receive the Spirit and they'd remember this. And they did, and they wrote it down. Here we got it. Here we are with it. But I tell you that something greater than the temple is here. Mm. Praise God. Well, in God's sight, David's need was greater than the sacred bread. If you had known what this means, this is in the quote in the Old Testament prophet. If you guys had known what this means when God said, "I desire mercy, not ceremony." If you had just understood that, you would not have condemned those that God considers innocent. You wouldn't have judged them by your ceremonial standard. You would have judged them through the eyes of a good God. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. Now here is the point. This is the point for us. You are joint heirs with Christ. That's a big deal.